To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, folks. This 7 o'clock hour as we get ready for the Saints battling the Bears in Chicago on Sunday. You can start your game day 8 a.m. with me and Charlie Long. The Caesars Sportsbook first take, then at 10 a.m. join the Cajun Cannon and myself for the Bud Light countdown at kickoff, breaking down the matchup. Then at high noon, kickoff with Deuce and Haas featuring Jeff Nowak on the sidelines. And after the game, sound off with the Cajun Cannon on the point after. If you love football, we got 10 hours of wall-to-wall black and gold action coming your way. That's Saints Bears on Sunday, WWL, and live on the free Odyssey app. Talking about Jeff Nowak, our Saints sideline reporter, he joins us now here with a practice report on the black and gold. Jeff, how's it going today out in Saints land?
It's going good. It's going good. It's like we're in that 3 weeks of fall where I don't, you know, sweat through my shirt every time I go outside. So that's nice. The Saints are practicing outside today. They're getting ready for that outdoors game up at Soldier Field, you know?
Yeah, looking at today's injury report, there was not too much that changed. I feel like, you know, you saw some names popping up, but not a surprise, I would say, at least Alvin Kamara with that ankle not practicing.
Yeah, it's a downgrade from last week in the sense that I think he was limited all 3 days last week. This week he's a DNP today, and we'll see. I think ideally you'd get back out there limited Thursday, Friday. Kellen Moore did say it's not something that they hope is the case all year, in that, oh, we're just going to have him limited just every Wednesday to handle this ankle injury.
Yeah.
But it's something to watch. You know, I mean, you're talking about a 30-year-old running back. You know, ankle injuries, yeah, you can be a tough guy about them, but then, you know, you can see ankle injuries completely derail season. So you do have to be careful with it. If it is a situation where they just need to sit him down for a week, I do think they're in a pretty good, from all things considered, where the Saints are at running back right now, I think they would be in a advantageous situation to potentially do that if they had to, with Kendre Miller playing pretty well and the rookie Devin Neal, a guy that you probably want to get more reps anyway. So it's something to watch. I don't expect him to miss the game, but if he did, I think they'd be okay. And part of the reason for that is that it's a very short injury report. Normally I have to have it up here next to me to remind myself like who was on it. I don't have to do that today because there was only five names on it. One of them was Alvin. One of them was John Ridgeway, who has been a full participant in practice these last 2 weeks. They just haven't added him back to the roster from IR yet. The clock is ticking on that. I need to get some clarification on whether they can stretch that out to next week, when exactly that 21-day window ends. Because if they don't bring him back within 21 days, the season would be over. So I think they can stretch it out to next week, but we'll have to see, because when they do bring him back, they'll have to make a cut. And there's just no one, you know, everyone's healthy on the defensive line right now. So there's really no one to kind of put down. Then you have Chris Olave and Alante Taylor, who were added with Chris is dealing with a hip issue. Alante's dealing with a knee issue. Both guys were out there practicing in a limited capacity, so I don't think there's any major concern there. And then Ike Yiadom is the other DMP. He's been out each of the last 2 weeks with a hamstring issue. Sounds like he's on track to potentially miss another week. So, no, I mean, you're in good shape, you know, and that honestly makes it a little bit frustrating because, you know, you look at last year, right? What could have been if they didn't have that kind of avalanche of injuries, as Mickey Loomis put it, after week two, right? Like everything changed once the offensive line got hurt, once you lost all the wide receivers, Derek Carr goes down, And you just don't know whether that two for weeks one and two actually was what that team could have looked like, or if that was a mirage, but we'll just never know because of the injuries. Well, this year, the year that you have this kind of really, you know, helpful run of injury luck, you're not able to take advantage of it, in part because of, you know, you're kind of leaning into a rebuild and whatever. So that's kind of where you are. But from a holistic perspective, from kind of a global perspective, you know, you have all five of your offensive linemen. None of them are on the injury report. That's good to see. Trevor Penning, Juwan Johnson, Cesar Ruiz all fell off the injury report this week. That's a really good sign. They were all dealing with ankle injuries. All three of them happened in week four against Buffalo. Cesar's the only one who missed a game, but that's a good sign that they're past that. So, you know, for this season to kind of continue to build, you need your guys healthy. You need them available. So that's a positive thing for this team.
I know Kellen Moore, Spencer Rattler both spoke to the media today. We're going to hear for a little bit of both of them shortly in this hour. But what were some of the talking points with Coach Kellen Moore as gets his team ready now for a road trip to Chicago? We know that weather's not going to be an issue for this time of year, thankfully, against the Bears. But an outdoor venue and a team that's 3-2 right now got a little bit of confidence on a short week coming off that big win Monday Night Football. Just curious, though, what were Kellen Moore's sentiments getting ready for the Chicago Bears squad?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, you know, it's obviously Dennis Allen coming, you know, and not coming back. But
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're facing Dennis Allen, defensive coordinator for the Bears. And, you know, Kellen Moore seems to like the term reunion game as opposed to revenge game. I think that would be the term that most people would use as revenge game. He's calling it a reunion game, which, you know, every team, every player, it seems, has that, right? Whether it's a former teammate, whether it's a team you played for. You know, we had Devon Gauchel last week who had a kind of a quote-unquote revenge game against the Patriots. So we'll see. I don't know. You know, Cam Jordan talked about it today, and he was like, I don't really have a ton of motivation in the sense that, you know, I like Dennis Allen. Like, it's not like you're mad at him for leaving. So I don't know. It's going to be kind of interesting, that dynamic. I think there's probably more motivation on the other side, which is why you don't necessarily want to feed into it if you're the Saints, right? Because, you know, he's going to have some extra motivation considering how things ended here. But no, I mean, I think it's weird because you're looking at a 1-5 team, and I can, you know, I went through the film and I can say this too. Like, I think you watch these games and you're like, man, there's a lot of good things happening, right? Like, I don't think you look at it as a 1-5 start and you're like, oh, we got to change this. We got to change this. We got to do this differently. I think they feel like the process they have is the right one. And it's just a matter of finding success in critical moments. Right. Cause that's what becomes frustrating is you go and you watch these games kind of play by play by play by play. And you're like, wow, this went well, this went well, this went well. And then this moment it fell flat. Right. Like you look at Kool-Aid McKinstry, even like, you know, those two big catches by Kayshon Boutte, you go back and you're like, okay, how do you cover this better than he did? He's in his hip pocket the whole way. And Drake May just trusts his guy to go up and get it. He throws it. And Kayshon's the one who came down with it. Right. And it's like, well, you can't, I don't know if you can he can recover it any better other than, hey, there's the ball, go get that ball. So I think that there is some level of, you know, you want to look at a loss and react reflexively and be like, okay, we got to do a ton of stuff differently. But I think they're going to be doing a lot of the same stuff. And it's just a matter of executing at those pivotal instances where it's like, you force a third and long, how do we get off the field, right? How about third and nine turns into an advantage for us instead of it feeling like the Saints. And this is like, you go back and you watch that game, the Saints had felt like they had a better chance getting off the field on third and three than they did in third and nine. And that was the case in weeks one and week two. And so these are just kind of issues. And a lot of that comes down to, hey, you're relying on a lot of young players. You have to kind of bake in mistakes. But I think there's a lot of confidence in what these players can do. I don't think they're going to overreact to any of it. And it's just a matter of, hey, find ways to win in those moments.
Yeah, Jeff, another big issue, obviously, is the red zone ineptitude and not being able to get into the end zone and scoring touchdowns when you get inside the 20. Did Kellen Moore or Spencer Rattler talk about that at all and what they're working on?
It didn't really come up this week. I'm sure it will on Friday. I think it's, if you ask him again, I mean, what he said last week, I imagine it'll still be the same. And it's like, it's going to be about play calling. It's going to be about
execution.
they got two red zone trips in this game, technically, right? One was a touchdown. One should have been a touchdown or should have been inside the 5-yard line. You had a penalty. And those kind of critical penalties are the frustrating thing. Like, you had a nice completion down to the 4-yard line. Right. Like in that failed red zone trip, you know, it was kind of a weak hold, but it was a hold. It was on Kelvin Banks. The guy kind of fell down. And it's in those instances where it's like Eric McCoy had a play in that game as well, where it was similar. And, you know, the veteran understands, hey, this guy's falling to the ground. What I got to do is put my hands over my head and be like, I didn't do it. You know, like he fell down on his own. And, you know, the rookie, I think, was in a similar situation, and he didn't do that fast enough, and he got called for the hold, you know, and then that wiped out what would have been a really nice play inside the red zone. And without, you know, once you have that 10-yard penalty, really kind of you're kind of shot, right? Like, you're not going to find anything there. The best case scenario is probably get a few extra yards so the field goal's easier, and that's what they got. The one time you got down into the low red zone, you were able to run it in with Taysom Hill. And I think there's some positivity there, you know, when you can get to that part of your offense, that was effective, and you'd like to do that more. And then, you know, I think you're in third down at the 20 and a half yard line, and you have a throw to Chris Olave. You probably feel like he should have made. So, no, I mean, I don't know if I don't think this team is going to overhaul everything they're doing. It's more so just finding the winning plays, right? Because that's what the Patriots were able to do. It's what the Saints were unable to do. And I think they're very aware of that fact.
Jeff, you brought up Taysom Hill there, and I'm sure you get it from a ton of fans too. Everyone obviously excited he got into the end zone last week, but they want to see more and more of number seven. Is it kind of a situation right now with the Saints? They're just not saying he's got a pitch count, but they're minding his snaps, being careful with him, not throwing too much at him and coming back from that, you know, severe knee injury.
Yeah, I think it's part. I don't know. His snap count went up, right? So yeah. His snap count was higher this week than it was against the Giants. The difference is, you know, when he was on the field against the Giants, you know, I think he had 8 touches in that game. And it was like, so basically every time he was on the field, he got the ball. I think this game, you had him on the field more, you had him involved. It just didn't get him the ball as much. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that's going to be something that kind of grows as we go. I do think it's smart to kind of set that standard where just because he's on the field, that doesn't mean he's getting the ball, because you might end up in a situation where you feel like you have the perfect play call. Well, if every time he's on the field, the defense has 11, you know, has 22 eyeballs on him, that's a problem, right? Because it's hard to execute when everyone's expecting one guy to get the ball and then he does. So, you know, I think they did a good job of that, is kind of incorporating him into the offense. He is wearing a red jersey at practice. Like, I think there is still, like, he's not, I don't want to say he's not 100%, but I think he is still working his way back. It was a major knee injury. I think it's more than just getting on the field. I think there is a level of getting comfortable with that knee. So now I think he'll be more involved. I think we've seen both the extremes at this point, where basically every time he was on the field, he got the ball the first week. And then last week he was on the field a lot more and only touched it once.
Jeff, always appreciate the time, man, and be talking to you tomorrow morning on the Inside Black and Gold podcast.
Sounds good. Y'all have a good one.
Great stuff. Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter, also a WWL digital content producer. Check out his work at WWL.com. Our practice report from the Saints, along with other black and gold news. We're going to take a break when we get back. Head coach Kellen Moore, what he had to say today after practice, coming up next on WWL Saints Radio.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.